Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says conspirators behind Red Fort blast in Delhi will not be spared and all those responsible will be brought to justice. Home Minister Amit Shah reviews security to assess situation following Delhi blast. Over 47% voter turnout recorded so far in second and final phase of assembly elections in Bihar. India urges UN Security Council to adopt zero tolerance policy on terror financing. Delhi air quality worsens to severe category. Government imposes GRAP 3 schools to function in hybrid mode till class 5th. Hungarian British author David Salai named as winner of Booker Prize 2025 for his novel Flesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the conspirators behind the horrific incident in Delhi will not be spared and all those responsible will be brought to justice. Addressing an event in Thimphu, Bhutan, Mr. Modi said he was in contact with the agencies involved in examining this incident through the night yesterday. He assured that the agencies will go to the very bottom of this conspiracy.
दिल्ली में हुई भयावह घटना ने सभी के मन को व्यथित कर दिया है। मैं कल रात भर इस घटना की जांच में जुटी सभी एजेंसियों के साथ, सभी महत्वपूर्ण लोगों के साथ संपर्क में था, विचार विमर्श चलता था, जानकारियों के तार जोड़े जा रहे थे। हमारी एजेंसियां इस षड्यंत्र की तह तक जाएगी, इसके पीछे के षड्यंत्रकारियों को बख्शा नहीं जाएगा।
The Prime Minister said he has come to Bhutan with a very heavy heart and the incident in Delhi last evening has deeply disturbed everyone. Mr. Modi said he understands the pain of the affected families and the entire nation stands with them. The Prime Minister said today is very important for Bhutan, for the royal family of Bhutan and for all people who believe in world peace.
Bharat aur Bhutan ke sambandh itne sasakt aur samruddh hain. Hum mushkilon mein bhi saath the. हमने चुनौतियों का सामना भी मिलकर किया और आज जब हम प्रोग्रेस की प्रॉस्पेरिटी की तरफ चल पड़े हैं तब भी हमारा साथ और मजबूत हो रहा है.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level security review meeting at his residence in New Delhi to assess the situation following the car blast near the Red Fort in the national capital last evening. The meeting was attended by the Union Home Secretary, Director of the Intelligence Bureau, Delhi Police Commissioner, Director General of National Investigation Agency, NIA. The Director General of Police of Jammu and Kashmir joined the meeting virtually. Soon after the incident, security has been tightened in all sensitive areas. Authorities are maintaining heightened vigil as investigations continue to determine the cause and circumstances of the blast and to ensure public safety and restore normalcy. A blast in a car near Red Fort in Delhi yesterday killed 8 people and injured several others. Medical superintendent of LNJP Hospital said 15 people were brought to the hospital. He said 8 of them died before reaching the hospital, 3 are seriously injured and 1 is in stable condition. The helpline numbers are Delhi Police Emergency 112, Delhi Police Control Room 011-2291-0010 or 011-2291-0011, LNJP Hospital 011-2323-400 and Emergency 011-2323-9249, Delhi Fire Service 101, Ambulance 102 or 108 and AIMS Trauma Centre 011-265-94405. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has informed that Lal Qila Metro Station will remain closed due to security reasons. It said all other stations are functional as normal. The Red Fort will also remain shut for visitors till Thursday. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today assured the country that those responsible for the Delhi car blast will be brought to justice and will not be spared under any circumstances. Addressing the Delhi Defence Dialogue in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh informed that leading investigative agencies are conducting a swift and thorough inquiry into the incident.
I extend my heartfelt condolences to all those who lost their lives in the tragic incident that occurred in Delhi yesterday. From this platform, I wish to assure my citizens that the country's leading investigative agencies are conducting a swift and thorough inquiry into the incident. The findings of the investigation will soon be made public. I want to firmly assure the nation that those responsible for this tragedy will be brought to the justice and will not be spared under any circumstances.
Speaking about the Delhi Defence Dialogue, the minister said it has emerged as a flagship platform for thoughtful deliberation and strategic engagement. On the multifaceted challenges of defence and security, he said the dialogue brings together informed voices, fresh perspectives and analytical insights to examine contemporary trends and evolving ideas in a rapidly transforming global environment. Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi has said the government aims to make India a global hub for green hydrogen production, use and export. The minister made these remarks while addressing the inaugural session of the Third International Conference on Green Hydrogen 2025 in New Delhi. He said green hydrogen should be seen as economic necessity, not just an option. He said under the National Green Hydrogen Mission, the government's primary focus is on developing novel technologies that leverage biomass or waste material to produce the green hydrogen.
India has become the only G20 nations to have achieved its climate goal. We recently achieved 50% of our installed electric capacity from the non-fossil fuel sources 5 years before our target, that is by 2030. Today, India ranks among the top 4 countries globally in RE capacity, and we are among the fastest growing clean energy markets.
The two-day conference will focus on topics related to the development of green hydrogen and its applications across various sectors. The conference is part of the government's efforts to advance the National Green Hydrogen Mission. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. In Bihar, 47.62% voter turnout was registered till 1 p.m. for the second and final phase of assembly elections. Voting is taking place for 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts in this phase. More than 3 crore 70 lakh voters will decide the fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 women. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements for conducting smooth polling. Voting turnout was registered at 31.38% till 11 a.m. Gaya ji and Kishanganj has the highest voting percentage. Around 16% exercised their right to voting in the first 2 hours. Voting, which began at 7 a.m, will conclude at 6 in the evening, except for 7 constituencies where it will end at 5 p.m. for security reasons. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 14th of this month. We now go over live to our correspondent Dharmendra for the latest update. Dharmendra, where are you right now, and how is the polling progressing?
I am at Patna. Polling has picked up pace in all 20 districts except Nawada and Madhubani, where the pace of polling is slow. But in other districts, this polling has been registered. And the initial trend shows that the second phase is going to create a new record of polling in Bihar, as 47.62% voting has been recorded till 1 p.m. If we talk about Kishanganj, highest polling has been recorded. Around 52% voters have exercised their right of voting. In Jammu and Gaya, the voting turnout is about 52%. So the brisk polling has indicating that there is a chance is likely to create new record in polling in Bihar.
So you're witnessing quite a lot of enthusiasm among the voters.
Yes. Long queues can be witnessed in several polling booths, as the first time voters have enthusiasm to cast their vote, which is the first time in their life they have registered as a voter. Barring some sporadic incident, the polling is by and large peaceful. Some clashes has been reported in Nawada district. And in, at some places like Bagha, people staged boycott due to lack of development work. And barring these incidents, the polling is underway peacefully.
Right. Thank you so much, Dharmendra, for all those details. The ruling DMK and its alliance partners are holding protest demonstrations across Tamil Nadu against the SIR exercise. With assembly elections round the corner, political leaders are voicing their protest against the special intensive revision of electoral rolls today. Members of Parliament, State Assembly and district functionaries are participating in the protest. The Supreme Court today set aside the conviction of Surendra Kohli in the last pending case related to the Nithari killings. A bench led by Chief Justice B.R. Gawai allowed Kohli's curative petition, noting that he had already been acquitted in 12 other similar cases. The court recalled its 2011 judgment that had upheld his conviction and ordered his immediate release if not wanted in any other case. India has urged the United Nations Security Council to adopt a zero-tolerance policy towards those who fund or facilitate the movement of illicit weapons used in terrorism. Speaking at a UN debate on small arms, India's permanent representative, Ambassador Parvathaneni Harish, said the country has battled cross-border terrorism for decades, often fueled by illegal arms trafficking. In a veiled reference to Pakistan, Harish warned that the diversion of small arms to non-state actors and terrorist groups poses a serious global threat that must be addressed collectively.
India has fought the scourge of terrorism for several decades and is therefore aware of the dangers posed by the diversion and illicit transfer of small arms and ammunition to armed non-state actors and terrorist groups. India has suffered due to cross-border terrorism carried out using illicit weapons trafficked across our borders, including now through the use of drones. The increase in the volume and sophistication of such arsenals reminds us that these groups cannot sustain themselves without being enabled, financed or supported.
The centre today invoked stricter anti-pollution curbs under Stage 3 of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, in Delhi and adjoining areas after the city's air quality slipped into the severe category. The Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, said the decision was taken after Delhi's average air quality index, AQI, surged from 362 to 430 today, falling into the severe category. Schools up to class 5 have been directed to remain closed, with classes being shifted to online mode. The CAQM has also ordered a ban on private BS3 petrol and BS4 diesel light motor vehicles. Hungarian-British author David Salay was named the winner of the Booker Prize 2025 for his novel Flesh at a ceremony in London. Salay was announced as the winner of the £50,000 award at a ceremony held in Old Billingsgate in London yesterday evening. In a landmark moment for Jammu and Kashmir cricket, the team secured its first ever Ranji Trophy victory over Delhi, winning by 7 wickets at the Arun Jaitley Stadium. After opting to bowl first, Aqib Nabi led the charge with figures of 5 for 35, restricting Delhi to 211. Skipper Paras Dogra's century and Abdul Samad's 85 helped JNK post 310 in reply. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says conspirators behind the Red Fort blast in Delhi will not be spared and all those responsible will be brought to justice. Home Minister Amit Shah reviews security to assess situation following Delhi blast. Over 47% voter turnout recorded so far in second and final phase of assembly elections in Bihar. India urges UN Security Council to adopt zero-tolerance policy on terror financing. Delhi air quality worsens to severe category. Government imposes GRAP 3, schools to function in hybrid mode till class 5th. Hungarian-British author David Salay named as winner of Booker Prize 2025 for his novel Flesh. And with that, we end the midday news.